Thank you for calling Kleinhans. Love comes in.
Thank you for calling Kleinhans Jewelers. This is Annette speaking. How may we help you?
Miss Annette, it's Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
I love that.
Are you calling for some diamonds?
Oh, I'm calling for Shane. He called.
Oh.
Very important.
Oh, it's always important with Shane.
Well, yeah.
Sorry. We just love to give him a hard time, you know.
He's our guy.
So, yes, he is. He is our guy. Hold on, Anna. I'll get him for you.
All right. Thank you.
We are conveniently located at I-90 and Columbia Road, just 15 minutes from downtown. We are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. As a service to our customers, we do offer jewelry and watch repairs, as well as jewelry appraisals. Thank you for holding. We'll be with you in a moment. At Kleinhans Jewelers, our commitment to providing uncompromising quality, style, and service to the greater Cleveland community has always been our story since 1927. From generation to generation, trust and confidence has been synonymous with the Kleinhans name. Knowledge, integrity, and complete satisfaction in your jewelry will always be our commitment to you.
Kleinhans Jewelers now features the extensible line from Italian designer Roberto D'Amelio. Extend your idea of comfort and luxury with stretchable bracelets and rings set in 18-karat gold with sapphires and diamonds. Designed to stretch on and off with ease, the classic tennis bracelet is reimagined without a clasp to stretch beyond your imagination. If you're just not certain how to make a
Hey, Ann.
Shane Annards.
Yeah, how'd it go with Amari Cooper today when he walked into the locker room?
Ooh,
think it was okay?
It was fine. He said he appreciated everything he learned from...
And he dropped the ball. He dropped the balls because Deshaun Watson was on a throw, or what?
Well, he was hoping to get Deshaun Watson out of there, but didn't work, so he had to go.
Next, Myles Garrett's going to go next.
Ooh, would you be mad?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Another one of my jerseys.
Can you send me your Amari Cooper jersey? I'd wear it for you.
That's funny. I should have bought the Harmon jersey. We had a guy, Dwayne Harmon that played last year for us. He played for the Patriots, and then he played for the Browns for a year.
Why didn't you
And I almost bought his jersey. I don't know.
I know. I have a Diggs jersey. I don't know. I got to change it. The back, put some tape over it or something.
Yeah. All my jerseys come from China, so.
Ooh, mine too.
Yeah, $24.
Yes.
They're great. They're
you know,
great.
I used to place an order every year for my work.
Yeah, dude. I guess I do, man. It's like I'm not paying $300, $250 for a jersey.
Hell no.
Hey, the marquee issue here. Mm-hmm. They're gonna spend a little more money now.
Oh.
Which is good.
Okay.
I mean, so now they want to be closer to like 250. But I need to be at like 20. Is there anything out there for like 17,000, 18,000 or not really?
Not really.
That one you had was like 19. And I loved it, but it might have been a little too much because I would have put them. I mean, I might sway them enough. Do you still have that one that Sarah hooked me up with or no?
Yeah. I mean,
can you send me a list? Like, organized list, because I hate the new list.
No, they're all going to... Honestly, that 249 is the only one in your... Only one. I'll have to check my New York office, but honestly, I feel like it's going to be smaller or shittier.
I know. So do you still have the 249 or no?
I do. I just put on memo for you.
Sarah.
Yeah, I'll show her that one and say, hey, do you want to pay to play? And she's pissed. She's like, I should have bought that one 3 months ago you had. I'm like, yeah, because another same stone, pretty much almost identical, is going to be another $4,000.
Ugh, that's sick.
Not my issue. But no. She's like, no. She's like, I want to get what I want, so if I got to pay a couple extra thousand, I'm like, okay, well, that's awesome. And then she started talking about, like, should we go to, like, VS1 or VVS2?
I'm
like, you think 22,000 is a lot of money?
Right. I said,
yeah, do you
want to
be a third?
41,000.
Oh, how big?
250 SVVS1.
Dang, I was trying to sell the 3-carat I have here. 41,000 is a great deal.
I have a 3-carat. But,
oh, Reno, do you guys do business with Allison's out there?
Fuck no, I hate them.
Yeah, they built a huge addition, 3 stories on the side of their building.
Yeah, I know.
For Rolex.
Actually, that's not nice.
Yeah, they're going to be the only player in town, probably, for Rolex, who knows.
They're not nice, to be honest.
Nope, I know.
They're not
I know who they are.
And that's what upsets me. Like, listen, if you don't want to do business with me, like, I get it. Like, that's fine. I'm not a fit for everyone. I used to have their account when Jenny worked there, and we did great.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then when she left, we did a little bit, and then one of the girls asked for a 5-carat. I sent it, and then they're like, we never asked for this. Because they didn't want to ship it back. I'm like, well, you did. And I stopped reporting. But regardless, I'll pick it up, whatever. But then they were, the owners were always nasty. They just weren't kind. Like, they come in at Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
They're not nice.
It's like, do you know Oars in Pennsylvania? You deal with them or no?
I know their name. O-R-R or O?
Yeah, O-R-R, yeah. But, now we're just talking, because they had a big write-up about the Allisons, and now each of the brothers, you know, it's owned by 2 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
David.
Yeah.
And each of them have their 2 sons just joined the business.
I know.
So now there's 4, you know, it's going to get dicey down the road.
Yep. Sure can.
You know, four owners.
You know what? I wish them the best. I wish them everything that they deserve.
Yeah, we've seen them at some Rolex functions. They got deep pockets, though.
They do. Chad is honestly, and if you ask Jen, she'll say Chad was the nice one, David was a dick. David's kinder to me. Like, not even like, I'm not saying you got to go out of your way, just pleasantry. Like, if I'm like, hi, how are you? I expect the
same. See, I like David. He's just nerdy.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I didn't like Chad. I thought Chad was a dick.
Yeah.
Chad came into our booth, and I'm like, hi, how are you? Can I help you? And I saw his name, but I knew he didn't remember me because it's been years. He's like, no. I said, okay, are you looking for someone? He's like, I see Garrett. And he went over. Garrett's like, hey, sit down. You know, have a seat. He's like, no, thank you. And I'm like, such a dick. Like, there's no reason to be. You came to our booth. And I know you could work with 1,000 people. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
There's 100.
But, Ann, you're one of us. You're one in a
1,000.
That's
a fact, Shane.
Ann, you're 1 in 1,000 to me.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, I only know, like, 4 people, so.
Listen.
Most of my friends are like 75 plus, so.
I actually was talking to you about my husband yesterday.
You're talking to me about your husband?
No, I was talking to your husband about you yesterday.
How cool I am?
How cool you are. I was like, he likes to pretend he doesn't like me, but I know deep down I'm probably.
Did he get a little jealous or not really? Was he like threatened a little by me?
Yeah, for sure, Shane. My husband is very jealous of every man.
He's like, who's this Shane guy? He's going to want to scrap next time he comes up here.
No, my husband is the cool. He's just cool.
He's a cool dude.
He is. But I was like, yeah, I was like, he's like 35. I was like, but I'm pretty sure all of his friends are like 70. I was like,
I'm
34. Like a,
I'm 34.
Oh, sorry,
34. No, my friends are 80.
I was like, he has an old soul.
Yeah, I do. That's funny.
He was hurt about our. I was telling him about Amari Cooper because my husband loves.
Oh yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's got.
Cooper. Yeah, our season's done. I don't know if I'm gonna go to another game. I didn't go to a game yet. I was supposed to go last month. I was in the hospital, but like, I don't know if I want to go. I told Ken, like, I don't know if I want to bother.
I mean, if you play, Carolina would probably beat you now.
I was gonna go to the Ravens game. That's what I want to go to because we've been home, but.
You're going to lose. I mean, if you want to see Lamar, that's fine.
Does everyone know we're going to lose? We're going to beat the Bengals this week because Joey Chestnut, he can't play. I might go see the Chargers, actually.
I hate the Chargers. I don't hate them.
Yeah.
To me, they're boring to watch.
Yeah. Well,
there's nothing fun.
We'll see. What's the Bills' record anyways this year?
Ooh, right now we're 4-2, baby. About to be 5-2.
Ken says that... You guys are probably going to win. Oh, you guys play the Seahawks? Then you got the Dolphins, an easy game.
No, this week we have the Titans.
Oh, yeah, then the Seahawks.
Then we have the Seahawks. Then we have...
You guys got an easy schedule, jeez.
Oh, no,
Patriots.
No.
Chiefs, you lose that. You lose the Chiefs.
No. You know what, though? I'll take losing to the Chiefs because we always win during the season, and then we lose in post. So this year, we'll lose in season, win in post. We're going to the
Lions.
Super Bowl, Chase. We're not playing the Lions.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, shit. Yes, we are. No, we're not.
December 15th, 425. Be there, be square. Detroit.
Oh, in Detroit?
Yeah, in the D.
Yeah, no, I can't. That's a tough one. Although, Hutcherson, yikes.
All the memes with Joe Burrows is hilarious. I'll see you next time. Well, he just sucks. I mean, they lost like last
Joe
three
Burrow.
Games, didn't they?
Joe Burrow? He just won.
Yeah, but before that they won. Didn't they lose like three in a row or something?
Yeah, they did. But I think they'll be fine. Yeah, we got a tough schedule. We got Seahawks, Dolphins, which we should win, Colts, which we should win, Chiefs, 49ers, tough, but we're home, and we always do better at home. Rams, we should be fine. And then we got Lions, which will be hard.
All right, well, if you guys want to come over to a Browns game, sure, count slice and tickets.
Ooh, are they playing Tampa Bay? If they play Tampa Bay. That's
I don't know if they play Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield, probably not this year.
Oh, probably not.
He has good seats. So
do I. Well, if you guys want to come to the Jets or the Patriots game at the end of the year, I got tickets left. You're more than welcome.
Oh, we play the Chiefs on 15th at home.
Ooh.
And we play the Dolphins at home.
Ooh. Who do you play on the 29th and the 5th?
29th of what?
December.
We have the Dolphins and the Dolphins the 29th.
Mm.
And then the 5th of the Ravens.
Listen. Why don't you come to a winning team game and see the Bills beat the Jets? Or,
I don't care enough about football to freeze my ass off. I've done that when I was younger. I'd rather be in the woods hunting, freezing.
Do you hunt?
More productive. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sure do. Yep. I'm out there nitty gritty, getting dirty.
With bow or gun?
All the above.
Ooh.
Yep.
My coworker here, big, my brother is too, hunter. And so every time he's like, yeah, I'm leaving early to go hunt. I'm like, how do you feel about murdering these poor animals? He's like, I feel fine.
I love it.
I love it. He says the same thing.
Circle of life. Feed my family.
Yep, that's what he says.
So, all right, well, I'll look for that. You're not going to charge me to ship that to me, are you?
No, I don't ever charge you.
Wow, you guys' shipping bill's got to be expensive.
Oh, it is very expensive, actually.
Yeah. All right, sounds good.
All right, boo. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks. See you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.